I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show. We have a whole hour left of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, not right now. I guess I am going somewhere in an hour. That actually didn't work out quite as well as I had anticipated originally. Chris, you know what? Maybe it's time for you to step up and acknowledge.
You know, freedom is not free.
It's not free, Chris. And it's most definitely not free. All right, before I get to the World Economic Forum, we do have a little bit of breaking news. President Doodoo Head just spoke.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
And I want to say before I play this for you that I had a guy say to me once, I can't take credit for this, although I should. It's someone else's work. Why not take credit for it? But I had a guy say to me once that we reached peak racial harmony in America in the 1980s. And this is when America was having one of these major patriotic resurgences. It was Ronald Reagan. It was it was our time, 1980s. And the Democratic Party looked at our peak racial harmony we achieved in the 80s, and they panicked. They panicked and decided they need to quadruple their efforts to divide us again, because if we are actually united in the realization that they're a bunch of anti-American communist scumbags, then they'll never win. They needed us divided. And I have to tell you, I think about those words a lot when I hear Democrats today who all talk like this all the time.
But as we've seen all too often, public trust is frayed and broken. And that undermines public safety. The families here today and across the country have had to ask, why this nation? Why so many black Americans wake up knowing they could lose their life in the course of just living their life today? Simply jogging, shopping, sleeping at home. Whether they made headlines or not, lost souls gone too soon. Members of Congress, including many here today, like Senator Cory Booker and Congressman Karen Bass, alongside members of the Congressional Black Caucus, House and Senate Judiciary Committees.
Okay, we got it. Yes, we get it. Black people are oppressed and very, lots of racial segregation against black people, and black people have it really bad, and white people are evil, and America's racist, and we got all that. Again, this goes back to, remember what I said at the beginning of the show? And we were talking about how you have to triage out of your life people who live in a world of make-believe. And remember, I've told the story several times recently, so don't roll your eyes. I can tell it again about the comedian Arnaz Jay. I went to go see the black comedian, and he was hilarious, and I've always been a fan. And he stops mid-set to have a very serious conversation about how white people have declared a racial war against black people, and black people need to unite with. And I was sitting there thinking, this human being has simply consumed so much poison from every part of his life. Undoubtedly, relatives of his, maybe even his church, a lot of black liberation theology churches out there preach this filth. The Democratic Party, the media, Hollywood. You talk about somebody living in a world of make-believe. A racial war? Who's it? Nobody's discussing that. So come back to planet Earth. Come step out of that world of make-believe and come back to planet Earth. All right, enough of that. The World Economic Forum has been going on. This is, just in case you don't know, and I realize I should catch everyone up. The World Economic Forum is a big, fat, air fingers, quote, non-profit. They have a mission to destroy the planet. Well, actually, that's probably not fair. In their minds, they have a mission to have a communist takeover of the planet. A one-world global government run, of course, by the elites. Textbook communism. No more middle class, no more freedoms. They will run the world. You peasant will do what you're told when you're told to do it. By the way, I go into this a bit more with my friend Jordan Schachtel on my TV show tonight on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. So if you want a guest's perspective, you can stay on for that. But I played some of this yesterday. And what they do is they have these meetings. They have these meetings in Switzerland. Davos or Davos. I still don't know what. I don't know. I don't speak Spanish. All right. So I don't know how to say it. But they meet and they have these panel discussions on camera. These are ones they're very comfortable having in front of you. And I've played this one for you. I played it yesterday and the day before. They had open discussions saying things like this. This is an Australian member of the government.
We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere. And everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online, you know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to, you know, to be free from online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity.
Online violence? I love the words these people put into it, because you know they sit and they work these words out in their mind. A recalibration of the freedom of speech. That's weird. How do you recalibrate something that's an unalienable right? That is odd. And I played for you this part, too. This is Alibaba. Again, this is all billionaires and government officials, including many Americans, including some Republicans. This is the president of Alibaba.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
Why? But before I play the newest clips I have from today, why would they be having these conversations? Who are they to meet in their exclusive little place and discuss how our freedoms need to change and how we need to have our carbon track? Did you sign up for that? I didn't sign up for that. Who are these people? Well, you remember my three things, right? That all our cultural leaders have in common. One, no love of country. Two, no connection to the real world. And three, what's the third? They believe they should rule over us as kings and queens. They do. They think your freedoms are a burden. They should be treated as nobles and making decisions. Who are these people? Who do they think they are? Well, I think the president of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, summed it up best. Here's who they think they are.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room.
That's who they think they are. Germany, Chris. Yes, that's right. I'm glad you asked. He was born, hang on, let me check again. Germany, 1938. That's interesting. It's interesting. All right, so what other plans do they have for us? And I want you to keep in mind, I'm playing audio on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, what does that mean? That means these are the things these people are comfortable saying into a camera, and they know they'll be broadcast across the world. What kind of plans do they have for us? Well, look, I want you to remember something. It doesn't matter what plans they have, and it also doesn't matter that you've had some economic pain in your life. I don't want to hear about... I want to hear about gas prices and how they're hurting you. I don't want to hear you whining that you can't pay the power bill, or maybe your wife will have to do without that critical medication she needs. Quit whining. It's going to be painful, but hey, it's totally worth it.
We need to accept that there will be some pain in the process. The pace that we need will open up for missteps. It will open up for shortages on energy. It will create inflationary pressures, and maybe we need to start talking about that pain is actually worth it.
Some pain? Again, just like the recalibration of freedoms. That's how they put that, right? Some pain? What does she mean by that? What does this mean? Some pain. Let's go through this and pause this.
We need to accept that there will be some pain.
Okay, some pain. All right, well, that a little pain might not be the end of the world. What kind of pain? What's she talking about?
In the process, the pace that we need will open up for missteps.
Missteps. Okay. Again, I guess we can interpret that a couple ways. What else?
It will open up for shortages on energy.
shortages of energy? That's people dying. We lost power here in Houston, I think it was last winter or two winters ago, for 2 days, and people died. When you just take away energy from a society that is used to energy, that's not, quote, some pain. That's death. People were dying. You know what? There's a lot more we have to go into. What's that word journalists use, Chris? We're going to unpack this. We're going to unpack it when we get back. See, now I'm looking forward to the camera because now I can make stupid hand motions that make you annoyed. It'll be hilarious. All right, hang on. Let's get to an email real quick before we unpack that. Shogun, in your stupid face, he says, all those reviews you've been telling people to leave about how handsome you are is exactly why the suits want a camera on you as you do the show. I went to tech school and I figured that out. Love the show. I just ordered my Mantis X10 Elite. Keep calling out the commies. Says I can use his name. His name is Brody. Have you ordered your Mantis X yet? It's easy to use. And it attaches to your weapon, whatever your weapon is. And it lets you go through drills with feedback and guidance in your home. In your home. I know it's summer. I know gas is expensive. I know it's hot. I know the range is 20 minutes away. Wake up and do 10 minutes with your Mantis X at your dining room table and your living room. But take the time and get better. Become a better shot. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. This thing is sick.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
That's the power of love.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on Hump Day. Chris, did you not go pull that Geico ad, the Hump Day one? Can you please pull it? Please, Chris. I don't know how to... It is funny. I don't know how to do it on the board thing. I don't even think it hooks up to the internet. Does this thing hook up to the internet? It doesn't? Well, then how do you take the sounds from your computer and put it on my soundboard? It's got an internal network? Isn't that the internet? Isn't that the same thing? Is that not the same thing? Quit laughing and maybe give me some feedback. You know what? Forget about you, Chris. We're going back to the World Economic Forum. Remember, if you want to email the show, you can email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Klaus Schwab sitting down with Pfizer's CEO. Man, they had a grand old time laughing at you.
With a vaccine, that we knew that there's a very fanatic group of anti-vaxxers that will go after us no matter what. They will claim that the sun didn't go up because people were vaccinated and that created issues with the crop, so I'm suing you. And one thing it is to sue you in the US, another thing is to sue you in a country where the legal system is not up to that standards, or in Switzerland, right? So I think that's behind us. Everything went okay, and now I think we can move on.
I think we were...
By the way, just real quickly, that was Pfizer's CEO. I don't know how much of that you could understand. I prefer people who speak American, Chris, anyway. But he said, oh, that's behind us and we're good to go. Yeah, do you know multiple athletic departments across the United States of America now require any vaccinated high schooler to get their heart checked out before they'll be approved to play sports this year? Didn't know that, did you? Oh, yeah. Worked out fine. Absolutely worked out fine. Talk to any one of the number of young ladies who have lost a baby and ask them where they blame it. No, it's worked out great. No problem. Monsters.
We were both targets of the anti-vaccine movements and conspiracy people claiming that I had triple. I wondered what it is. Triple COVID. I think he got hundreds of thousands of clicks and so on.
Yeah. Just keep in mind, one thing good you can take from that at the World Economic Forum, they do pay attention when you blast them online. That they pay attention and they don't like it. Back to this lady. Why do you think this lady is talking about recalibration of freedom of speech and freedom from online violence. Why do you think the tech companies like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, why do you think they censor so much? These people, the powerful people, the real people who were sadly in charge of the world, the billionaires, the politicians, they really do not like it that you're free to criticize them, that you're free to say whatever you want, and they want something done about it.
We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere, and everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online, you know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to, you know, to be free from online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity.
Your stupid freedom of speech and your data protection, these things are holding the world back. Anyway, I want to get back to this other lady because I don't want to gloss over this. Listen to the nice words the communist says when he's talking about you dying. Remember, when we talk about things like energy problems, what we're talking about is energy going away, whether that be for a day, a week, a month. We're talking about brownouts and blackouts, and that will undoubtedly kill people. Don't believe me? Go stop down by your nearest nursing home and ask them what would happen if they lost power in their building for 48 hours. Ask them what would happen. Go to the local hospital and ask them what would happen if they lost power for a week. Oh, I know they have backup generators. Ask them how long those last for. Understand, when we're talking, when she's using words like, well, some pain, I mean, some energy problems, she's talking about death. People dying. Not her, of course. She'll be in some fancy chalet in Switzerland. She's talking about you dying. When she's talking about inflationary pressures, that's just a fancy way to say inflation, which is another fancy way to say you getting poorer. Well, guess what? Poverty kills. Poor people don't live as long as rich people. You know why? Because they don't have access to the same food, medical care, and other things that rich people do. Inflation kills. Now, knowing that energy shortages kill people, inflation kills people, listen to the lady who says it'll all be worth it.
We need to accept that there will be some pain in the process. The pace that we need will open up for missteps. It will open up for shortages on energy. It will create inflationary pressures. And maybe we need to start talking about that pain is actually worth it.
It's totally worth it. Look, it's just, quit whining. It's just your husband. So you can do without a husband for the good of the planet. Yes, I know. Look, hey, I know your daughter was in the hospital and you loved her, but she's dead now. That's worth it in the end for the planet. Don't you think that's worth it? Sounds sick, right? Those are the discussions the most powerful people in the world are currently having as we speak in Switzerland. Remember that. The most dangerous thing happening in the world today is none of the things the politicians in this country are telling you. It's this stuff. It's Western governments turning their guns at their own citizens and deciding you're the problem. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, you say we're going to get a right-wing monster and he'll harm lots of his opponents. It'll be terrible. It sounds to me like exactly what we need. They've been unleashing violence and persecution on us for years. I can't wait until the tables turn. All right, I have been saying this a lot. I've been saying that we are going to have a right-wing dictator rise at some point in time. And he's going to be violent, and he's going to be awful. It's going to be a terrible time. I don't celebrate it. It's going to be a terrible time. But it is coming. You want to know why it's coming? I'll tell you in a second. I think it's time we stop,
children. What's that sound? I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, I just want to answer the guy's question real quick. The guy emailed in and he said, hey, you, he's talking about me. Why not focus on me, Chris? He's talking about, he said, you say we're going to get a violent right-wing dictator and it's going to be terrible. And he basically said, it sounds like what we need. I can't wait. Well, let me clarify. We are going to get one at some point in time. And we're going to get one because of exactly what you just said. Because the right has gotten to the point where we've been abused by these communists for so long, we'll take anybody who will make the madness stop. If I were to say to you in a vacuum, hey, there's going to be someone who takes over the country and he's going to be violent and monstrous and he's going to hurt and imprison your enemies. It's going to be horrible. You would say, gosh, yeah, that sounds terrible. I don't want that at all. In a vacuum, if I was to say that to you. But then if I was to play you something like this and I was to ask you, what would you do to stop someone like this from teaching your children in school, and then ask you if you would be okay with that guy, you'd be a lot more okay with that guy.
So I have been student teaching, which is basically me being in the classroom, observing teachers, participating in lessons and whatnot. And every morning, there's these two little kindergarten or preschooler girls. Every morning I walk by them, they always ask, are you a boy or a girl? And I don't know how to answer.
Okay, I don't need to play the whole thing. You scare people bad enough. You assault people's values and their way of life badly enough. They will eventually turn to anyone who will make it stop. They will set aside any values. They will set aside the Constitution. They'll set aside live and let live. They will take everything they hold dear if you threaten someone's way of life badly enough, and they will accept a savior. It's just a fact. It's the way we're built. I've used the example before, and it's true. If you're a woman walking with your son, maybe you have a young son, maybe he's 6 years old, and you're walking with him down the sidewalk, and you've got a little ways to go to get home, another mile or so, and some guy pulls up to you in a shady-looking van, and he rolls down the window, and he's got a tattoo on his neck, and it smells in the car, and he says, hey, pretty lady, you want to ride? You're probably going to grab your hero gun and then take off running with your son to your house. You're not getting in, right? Well, if you were in a tiny boat in the ocean and the boat has a hole and it's beginning to go down and the waves are coming over the side and your son is saying, mommy, I'm scared. And that exact same guy pulls up to you in a bigger boat and says, hey, pretty lady, you want to get in? How fast are you getting in that boat? People change their value system and change what they want if they're scared enough. It's human nature. I know a lot of you want that vicious right-wing dictator. I've said before, tonight, if somebody in the United States of America went out and ran publicly on a platform of, I'm running to be the next Republican nominee for president of the United States, and if elected, rest assured, I will take at least half of the journalists in the United States of America and I will throw them in federal prison. That guy would win the GOP nomination. He would. You've listened to this. You've heard things like this for too long, and now you're ready for it to stop.
From an investigation standpoint, I'm going to do what the facts tell me now. So I've got demographics, first of all, an 80% Hispanic school district. So the most important thing for the federal government to do right now is to say there will be no immigration enforcement during this period in that area. It has a large immigration population. You want parents with their kids. You don't want people hiding right now. And we need to make that clear ASAP because of the political issues in Texas.
you're tired of the endless assault on yourself and your way of life. And that's why I say, look, it's not what I want, but it's coming. It's coming. You assault people for long enough, eventually that pendulum swings the other way. It's inevitable. It is inevitable. Oh, did you know that our friend George Soros, he's at the World Economic Forum, surprise, surprise. His big, stupid commie mouth isn't that clear, so it's kind of hard to make out that stupid things he's saying, but I'm going to play him for you anyway. And again, I just want to point out, he's a foreign billionaire who funds civil unrest on purpose in our cities, actually across our country, and has done so for years, and we don't do anything about it.
The invasion of Ukraine didn't come out of the blue. The world has been increasingly engaged in a struggle between two systems of governance that are diametrically opposed to each other: open society and closed society. Other issues concerning all of humanity, fighting pandemics and climate change, avoiding nuclear war, maintaining global institutions, have had to take a backseat to that struggle. That's why I say our civilization may not survive.
Well, I know somebody's not going to survive by the sounds of things, but Chris, I'm sorry, we can make jokes. You hear the guy? Golly, sounds like Joe. I don't know. I'm so tired. Dear Linguist Whisperer Burger Jefe, just wanted to correct your translation of Buenas Tardes.
Buenas Tardes.
It doesn't mean good evening. It means Epstein didn't kill himself. Love the show. Despise the commies. God bless. Keep doing what you're doing. Jesse, the best advice recently has been from you, and I hear it on Tucker also. My daughter will be going to a conservative private Christian school next year. I'm not trying to kiss up to you, man, but I feel like it was the best advice because this trans garbage is everywhere and I live in a red part of a red state. I can't take full credit for this. Her grandparents have been trying to get me on board with the school since my daughter's mom passed away from a drug overdose last year. Buenas tardes, my friend. Buenas tardes to you. He says I can use his name. His name is Brett. Look, it's not your fault. If you're a parent and you've had kids going to school, just a normal school, and you just didn't think too much about it for all these years, I just want to clarify, there's no judgment here because you didn't grow up. I didn't grow up that way. I mean, as you know, I don't exactly have a fancy upbringing, right? I'm from a construction family, a blue collar construction family. I went to public schools just like you did, and not very good ones, but I didn't grow up with anti-American filth being poured on me in school. You didn't grow up that way. You didn't have some trans teacher telling you to cut your penis off in kindergarten. Times have changed, and if you're not aware of that yet, that's fine, but you better wake up and realize your child is very likely getting thrown into a daggone gorilla enclosure when they go to school. Wake up and realize education has changed. All right. We have one more segment. We have a bunch of headlines I didn't get to. Dang it. We have emails. We have all kinds of stuff. Hang on one second. Before we get to that, money where your morals are. Money where your morals are. What do I mean by that? It's something that I've had on my mind a lot. A lot. I got tired of spending money with people who hate my guts. I mean, I've told you about when we canceled Disney Plus and doing things like that. And I still am not perfect, right? It's hard, but I can take little steps, simple little steps. It's not hard to cancel Disney Plus. We haven't missed it in the house. It's not hard to switch to Pure Talk. It takes less than 10 minutes. You have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Switching to Pure Talk takes less than 10 minutes, and they don't hate you like those other three companies do. You save a fortune. Average family saves over $900 a year. It's easy, and it's a patriotic company. And if you go to dial #250 from your cell phone and say Jesse Kelly, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, I'm going to get to headlines I didn't get to here in just a second. Before I get to that, couple quick housekeeping items. I have new audio from the World Economic Forum. It's going to make your jaw drop. Before I play that for you, go to choq.com and get a male vitality stack, fellas. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. I've been on this stuff for like 6-7 months now. You cannot imagine the difference. And it's all natural. No medical, chemical filth. It's all natural. CHOQ.com, the male vitality stack. The code Jesse gets you 35% off store wide. They have all kinds of great natural herbal supplements, U.S. manufacturing. Listen to this freak and tell me you don't think we need a nation of strong men.
The reality is that political resolve to fight COVID is waning. Popular support for measures is waning. You know, people are over COVID. The problem is it's not done with us, but we're in danger of losing this moment for transformative change. And let's face it, people are still dying in significant numbers every day. People are still developing long COVID every day. Low-income countries are horribly, horribly under-vaccinated. We've got issues here and now. I think another reason is that the package of things that has to happen is trans-sector, and there hasn't yet been an effort to try and bring together a head of state and government level focus on the range of things that needs to be done. We said this needs a special session at the General Assembly. It needs a negotiated political declaration that brings the different threads together. We're talking not just the WHO and health ecosystem. We're talking the WTOs. We're talking the IFIs. We're talking the wide range of foundations, players in the space. And so a lot of people are doing bits and pieces, but it's not looking like a coordinated push to get transformational change.
That may have been a little hard to understand because of her stupid accent. That was her explaining that what we need is more international control to combat a pandemic, and we need to pull all the organizations in together, including the International Monetary Fund, and we need to make sure countries are forced to comply the way they want. That is what these people are saying. Yeah. Go to chalk.com and get a male vitality stack, huh? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right, that's enough.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Millions from Biden's COVID relief bill went to museum, university programs pushing social and climate justice. Well, this is what Democrats do. Democrats get elected, and they promptly use their power to reward their friends and punish their enemies. Republicans get elected, and they either don't use their power, and then they spend most of their time apologizing for their friends to their enemies. That's the difference. The Democratic Party is constantly trying to reward its base. The Republican Party, not you, but the heads of it, they're deeply, deeply ashamed of their base. FBI running internal investigation into its own Trump-Russia probe Crossfire Hurricane. Don't worry, guys. After years and years and years of malfeasance and basically declaring war on the right, the FBI is going to investigate the FBI, and then the FBI is going to come out with a public stance on what the FBI has to do to fix the FBI. I don't know about you. I totally trust them. Customs and Border Protection drug seizures decline under Biden. While you see all these talking heads on the left discuss violence and death and how much they hate death and they're against death, especially over the last 48 hours, probably a good time to remind you that we lost 100,000 Americans to overdose last year. One of the leading causes of death with young people in America. It's fentanyl. It's pouring over our wide open southern border. It gets to the South from China, and the Biden administration has not only done nothing, doing nothing would have been better. They're spending millions of dollars a day to keep the border wall from being built. Walmart apologizes for selling Juneteenth-themed ice cream. These gigantic corporations, you constantly think they're run by smart people, but they are run by college graduates. Smart or not smart doesn't really matter. When you're filtering the leadership of the top organizations in America through the elite university system, you're filtering your drinking water through a dirty jock strap. You don't realize these corporations keep getting burned because they hire, oh, he's fresh out of Harvard. He must be smart. No, he's just the smartest communist in the country, and he's going to destroy your company. The WHO treaty is tied to a global digital passport and ID system. This is a little bit of what we were just talking about with that lady talking about pulling everyone together. Reminder, they took a disease with 99% survivability, and instead of attacking China, they're attacking you. Get woke, go broke. Old Navy takes a massive loss and angers customers after going all in on inclusivity sizing. Look, again, I'm totally fine if all the models that model things out there aren't stick figures. That's not a realistic representation of women at all. I'm totally fine with that. But don't start rolling out morbidly obese people routinely and telling people that's fashion. Don't start doing that. It's insane. It turns people off, and it makes you look like a nut job. What'd you say, Chris? They're infinity fat? Are you messing with me, or is that a new word? That's a real... They call themselves infinity fat? Gosh, I am so old. U.S. investors back energy transition plans as shareholder meeting at shareholder meetings. U.S. oil investors? How about that? What have I been telling you? The gigantic oil and gas companies are not your friend. They're trying to destroy the oil and gas industry. Why? They're going to transition right over to the green energy industry and take massive government handouts for it while crushing their smaller oil competition. No guns are allowed during the NRA convention speech by Trump and Pence. This is supposed to be some sort of a gotcha headline by the AP. I was just at an event with Trump a couple weeks ago. The Secret Service doesn't let you have firearms when you're in firearm range of the President of the United States of America. That's called basic security, moron. China holds live fire combat drills near Taiwan as a response to the Biden defense pledge. Remember, for all the times we've had fun making fun of Pudding Brain Joe as he gets up behind the microphone and, I don't know where I am. The truth is, it might have world-changing, world-ending consequences because our enemies, our nuclear-powered enemies across the globe, they watch those press conferences too, and they don't just see a doddering old fool. They see a weak mark who ain't going to do a thing. Biden's let them buy electric vehicles solution hits a major snag. There are none available. Also, it should note, drive all the electric vehicles you want. My buddy has one. It's very cool, Tesla. But have you gotten your power bill recently? I just got mine yesterday. I about fell out of my chair. Yeah, what do you think powers that electric vehicle? Remember, I'm going to talk a little bit about that tonight on my TV show on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Beto slammed for political stunt during a press conference. Danced on the bodies of dead children. Well, yes. Beto's a communist. Beto doesn't feel something inside for dead children. Everything to a communist is simply an opportunity to proselytize on behalf of his religion. That's it. That's it. All right. Chin up. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.